You're listening to Diablo Off the Record, brought to you by Tweaked Audio. For the best headphones money can buy, go to tweakedaudio.com. Remember to go to iTunes and rate the show if you like listening to Diablo Off the Record every week for your installment of Diablo news, builds, and hardcore challenges.
This is Diablo Off the Record. Stay a while and listen.
Welcome to Diablo Off the Record. My name is Dave D'Enforce Adams. You're listening to episode 21. Record date is the night of September 15th, 2012. It's a wonderful Saturday night. Again, my name is Dave D'Enforce Adams, your first chair host. Second chair with me tonight is the wonderful, illustrious Liz LeBeau. I can't remember. What are the other things I say about you? Wonderful, illustrious.
Better than you.
Yeah, I don't remember that there. One.
Hi, Dan.
Hi. We also have a guest with us tonight. We have Cashby. He sounds a lot like Keth, but he isn't. He's merely a facsimile.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hi, Cashby. Welcome.
Hello. Thank you for having me. It's nice to be here.
Yeah, it's great having you here with us. It's going to be a lot of fun tonight. Before we start...
He really does sound a little like Keth.
He really does. Like, I was in the other room hearing him talk while I was getting things ready for the show. I heard Cashby talk. I was like, is that Keth? How the hell did he get in my call? And then I came in here all mad. I was like, I'm going to kick him out. And then it wasn't him. Aww. It was Cashby.
You thought you changed the locks and everything. No.
I did.
Kidding.
I'll sit up straight now.
As long as you're not drunk during the show, we're going to be good. Oh, I'm kidding. I love you, Keth. You're going to hear this and get mad.
Back a little bit then. Can we postpone for like 3 hours? I got to get some coffee.
No.
Okay.
All right. Before we started, I wanted to talk about our week in game, or our week out of game, sorry. There's actually a lot going on this week. Liz, anything special that you wanted to bring up?
Oh, besides yesterday when everybody on Twitter believed that I was pregnant.
Oh my god! What? Are you pregnant, Liz?
No. Now, it started because I was commenting on something my mother had said. I've been sick all week, and she noticed that my symptoms were quite like pregnancy symptoms. And so she blamed the off-the-record boys, one of you, and plus some of my other podcasts. She blamed it. Oh, it must be one of those podcast boys that did that to you. And so I said it on Twitter, but I didn't define the fact that she was just basing it on symptoms and was joking. So people kind of got the idea that I had a bun in the oven. And I've been getting like cards and stuff, and thank you people that I'm not pregnant.
Nice. I just like to say that I'm not paying at all.
Yeah, I was actually under the impression that, like, Ivarwin and Jill were putting together, like, what to expect when you're expecting off the record.
Oh. Oh my god. Oh. Yeah, I think I could actually imagine a tiny LeBeau. It would be like, you'd name it, River.
Yeah, River Song. Oh, yeah, River Song.
You'd have to name it River. It would, like, always have a bow tie and a fez at all times.
Oh, my God. I actually did plan this out with one of my other co-hosts from another show, that we're going to make the crib a sideways TARDIS. So we put him in the God. TARDIS.
you'd have the most awesome gamer geek baby ever, I think.
Oh, my God. That would be so awesome.
I'm playing board games with it, though.
What?
Because I was like that when I was a kid. I cheated on every board game I played as a kid, so it's only going to get worse.
Oh, I just got mad, and I was a board game flipper. Yeah.
So you and Dave are related.
I was...
We might be.
I was that jerk who people would play Monopoly with, and, like, I was, you know, I'd never let people get off. Like, I'd never be lenient, ever. People would stop playing with me because I was a jerk.
7 hours into the game.
Yeah.
Didn't,
like, you can ask anybody. Ask Kete. I'm a jerk when I play games. He won't play Magic with me because of the stuff that I do in Magic the Gathering.
Wow. I'm very cooperative and play great with others until I start playing Mario Party. Okay.
Dude, you have no idea. You don't want to play Mario Party because people will tell you off for stealing their stars.
Oh, you have no idea. I got my girlfriend to rage quit Mario Party. Because it was at the very end, and she was ahead by like 5 or 6 stars. And then I landed on a Bowser space. And it was like the rando draw, and it took all of them away and gave them to her sister.
Nice.
At which point she dropped the controller and walked out of the room. It was done.
Nice. Yeah. So, awesome. I do want to do a small, brief interview of Cashby here. But before we get started with that, I would like to say that this week, for anyone who's anyone in the if you're a fan of Diablo, if you're a fan of dungeon crawlers at all, this week is the end-all, be-all week for dungeon crawlers. I know, I'm all excited. I'm excited. I know that other people are all like, why are we here? But no, yes, this week is Borderlands 2 is coming out, which is, I don't care what people classify it as, it's totally a shoot-em-up dungeon crawler.
Oh my god.
It's awesome. Borderlands 2 is epic. It's coming out. On the, someone's changed it to the 18th, but it says on Steam the 17th, for $59.99.
I thought it came out Tuesday.
That would be the 19th. No, that would be the 18th.
I don't know. It says, it said the 17th on Steam, so 17th or 18th, flip a coin, it probably will still be here. But, yep, Borderlands 2 is coming out, awesome multiplayer, awesome game. Nearly infinite combination of weapons that you could pick up throughout the game. Very good.
Really?
Yeah, very good.
I don't believe it.
Me either. Torchlight 2 is also coming out, which is, as we've addressed before, it's from the makers of the original Diablo and Diablo 2, who were part of Blizzard North, who spiraled off after being axed into making one or two unsuccessful developer companies, and then eventually making Runic Games, which developed Torchlight 2 and its predecessor, Torchlight. Torchlight 2, though, is the first in the series to have multiplayer.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's coming out on September 20th. One copy is $19.99. So it's a very reasonable price. Kind of, both of these games, Borderlands and Torchlight, have a sort of odd art style to them. So it's not your regular sort of art styles. So I'd definitely check them out before you just hop in one of them and get angry that Borderlands is cel-shaded to hell and back and Torchlight 2 looks like a fourth grader drew it. But still, they are... They're very good games, and really, the only part of any of them that I've ever heard detracted on was their art styles.
Borderlands 1's ending was, like, it was funny, but if you're really invested, it kind of sucked.
Oh, well, I've never gotten to the ending of it, so.
It's, well, trust me, if you get to the ending, you might as well have just not played the game, just like if you never got the ending. So,
oh, well, way, I just enjoy playing the game.
Yeah.
So, yeah, just enjoy playing it. But, all right, Cashby, I want to hear your experience as a gamer.
Okay, well, it started long, long ago. No, I played games my whole life. It started on a Sega Genesis. Play with that Sonic and Vector Man. Yes. Vector Man was so much better than Rayman. They should have just kept making it. Anyway, from there, PlayStation and such like that. The only computer game I ever really got into was Diablo 2, and I played that for, you know, 9-10 years. I had Diablo 3 pre-ordered in 2008, which we all saw how that turned out.
Hey, one more time. How long ago did you pre-order Diablo 3?
I'd rather not talk about it, because I feel like...
Folks, he said 2008.
I'm outside kicking sand right now, actually, looking at the ground. So it's just kind of... It was very lonely. No, I worked at a video game store, and it was on, like, the pre-order list. And it's like, it's coming out in December. I'm like, all right. And then, you know, fast forward 4 years.
So, it just didn't tell you what year you need to learn to read the
fine print. Yeah, exactly. I had it. I've literally had it paid off since 2008. So
that's
which,
sickening.
No. Actually, technically, Technically, I paid for it twice because the company I pre-ordered it through went out of business.
Nice.
So yeah. Anyway,
congrats.
Since then, Borderlands was another big one I played. I pick up anything and try it. So Skyrim. And then your guys' shows got me into Minecraft. So, yep, that's just about it. Now I play Diablo 3 a lot.
Yeah.
I finally got it. I've waited 5 years.
So, if you... I know this is off topic for a Diablo show, but if you had to say your favorite game in the world, you can name any game, what would it be?
Crash Bandicoot franchise.
Oh my god. Get off the show.
Oh, don't make him leave. Just make him sit in the corner.
He had such a big influence. I still eat my pizza crust first.
Oh my god. That one game is why people try to hop on the back of turtle shells.
And that's why I pick up mass and expect to get special powers, but it never works.
You had a little bit of a southern accent right then.
It came out a little bit. I was in Georgia for
it
a while.
It did.
Sorry. I'll put it back in.
That's all right.
But no, more seriously, probably the Diablo franchise, just because that's probably the only game I've consistently played for a long, long period of time. So
it's, you know, everybody has that Diablo. Who's ever picked it up has always said, oh man, I've always played it for millions of years.
Because everybody on this planet is millions of years old.
Well, when they play Diablo, it feels like it.
Sometimes.
I'd love to get a detractor of Diablo 2 on the show. Someone who didn't like Diablo 2 but actually likes Diablo 3 and actually hear why. Because I'm sure there's, you know, one.
I'll tell you why.
Out there. Why?
I'll tell you why. It's because you didn't have to click on every single coin that landed on the ground.
You know, there's reasons why it's, you know, Diablo 3 is... Diablo 3 has its reasons why it's easier. It facilitates a lot streamlined gameplay. But, you know, Diablo 2's... You know,
yeah, but Diablo 2 came with no instructions.
You didn't need it. You just killed things. You kill things.
Yes, you did. I didn't know what was going into the inventory. I didn't... Oh, and I was angry at you guys.
Really, Liz? Really? I started playing that when I was like 10, and I figured it out.
So.
Besides, so, you know, I was gold in that game. Gold was useless.
Yeah, gold was useless in that game.
For me.
I remember when I first started playing Diablo 2, 20 chipped gems could buy you anything.
Yeah. Oh my god.
That's old. I just dated how long I played that game.
I remember back in the day when people used to actually try to get in contact with you to pay real money for your SOJs.
Yeah. And when spammers weren't hoarding all the space and not every paladin was a hammered in and you could have a bozon and not get laughed at. I'm not bitter.
Yeah, you are. All right. Well, we're actually getting a little bit more into the Diablo talk. So I'm going to actually get us through our sponsor and we're going to talk about Diablo. Actually get into it on this Diablo show, right? But this week we actually is one of our weird weeks. We only have one sponsor this week, from Tweaked Audio. Top quality headphones and earphones. Well, actually, what is there? Earbuds. I keep getting corrected every time I bring those up.
Just think movie Air Bud. Remember that 1994?
Isn't that where the dog played basketball? Hey, moving on. These earbuds have lifetime guarantees on them, so if they break or damaged in any way, they will be replaced free of charge, lifetime guarantee. If you go to the checkout, grab your headphones. There's some of them are even on sale. Pink headphones on sale. Oh my God. They're pink headphones on sale right now. Check them out. They're like $9 if they still have any. They were awesome. Otherwise, they're like $20 for their cheapest headphones normally that can be brought down to $12.99 with our code off the record, all one word, at checkout. 30% off of all items in your cart. From tweakedaudio.com. Great people. Great earphones. Check them out. All right, guys. Enough of that. Enough for sponsors. Let's get into our weekend game. And, Cashby, I'm going to make you wait again to the very end because I want to hear everything about your gameplay. Actually, better yet, Cashby, go for it. I want to hear not only what you did this week, but your entire gameplay of Diablo 3.
Ever.
Okay. So here's what we'll do. So I booted up Diablo 3 after I got it at midnight, and I came home. I put it in my computer.
Okay, Cashby, paraphrase.
Okay.
No, I like hearing this.
No, so when I first started playing, I started playing a monk because I like the paladin in the last game and Diablo 2. So I tried a monk, and I was like, oh my god, this is so cool. And then I got to hell, and I was like, I'm not going to play this anymore. Because I was able to solo pretty much everything from all the way through Nightmare, and then when I got to hell, I was like, oh, this sucks. And I was all excited when the next patch was coming out, and I was able to get through Act 1 in hell, and then it just kind of sucked again, which I'm so angry about because I wanted to prove Dave wrong from last week so bad, and it just, I can't do it. The class just bugs me now.
Okay, I'd like to bring this up. We actually had a lot of people send in emails telling me basically that I was wrong, and I'm okay with being wrong. I was hoping people would tell me that I'm wrong, that you're the wrong. Monk is not as bad as I say it is. Every email, pretty much, I think we had one that was just off the wall and actually kind of worked, but every email, 5 out of 6 skills used by every monk that emailed us in were the same skills.
Doesn't matter, because you do the same thing with a barbarian, you're pretty much going to get
you
the same thing.
You can change up the barbarian completely and be successful. You cannot with the monk. There's one playstyle that's hands down successful with the monk, and that makes it completely useless. If you're not playing that one play style, you might as well not be playing the class.
So let me try and figure out what this is. So there's 7-sided strike. There's mantra of healing with boon of protection, or whichever one makes you take or steal life. And then there is the serenity one where you don't take any damage.
I don't use that one.
It's funny. Liz had to go through 3 of them before she found one she didn't use.
Well, that's because he knows. He knows.
I am omniscient, so I do know, as a matter of fact.
You're amphibians? Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
But still, it the class should be so much better than it is. And I want to love that class. I feel that they're doing it wrong. Absolutely. I feel that they need to be putting a lot more into that class to make it more viable and different with different specs, and it isn't.
First of all, that's what she said. Okay, I have no second of all. I just wanted to say that.
You know, I know that I'm going to get more hate, but I'm not hating on the class. I want to love the class. I'm hating on...
You just got people that were trying to advise, and they all happen to have the same thing.
They really do. Every single email was exactly the same. And I'd like to point this out as well. Pretty much every email that gave a build that was for a level 60 was exactly the same. Well, okay. Except for that one odd one. But we'd every single one. They're at level 60. They're every pretty much every successful monk is a carbon copy of every successful monk, which is just sad.
Well, which is still better than what you've got because you don't even have a level 60. Booyah! Oh, I got you on that one.
You got both of us. Mine's only 55 because I totally just.
Mine's 55 as well. Nerd yeah. High five.
Boom. Oh, yeah. See, I was going to try and make the noise.
Booyah.
Yeah, but I don't hate myself when I play it, so. I feel like I might still be winning.
Alright, Cashby, is there anything else that you played other than a monk?
Yeah. Well, in Diablo 2, I played. Every time I tried to play a sorceress, it always ended up being a cold sorceress, and I was having an issue trying to figure out how to do that with the wizard. And then when you read off Kete's stuff, I was like, oh, I need to try that. So I did. So I've been playing the wizard a lot, along with the witch doctor, which.
Yeah, I've seen you on the witch doctor a lot.
Oh, the witch doctor. I hated that class. I absolutely hated it when I first started. I did, because all the like primary skills, I felt like the darts just didn't do anything. And
darts are horrible.
Spiders.
Yeah. Spiders aren't that great. But when you get to throw a firebomb that bounces between enemies.
Yes.
Oh my god. When that's you can rain toads upon the enemies and
no,
make them
stupid.
Die.
It's the fire bats.
The fire bats are too just it. BA. Or throwing. I could throw bears at people.
I want that. I'm still not there. I'm so close.
Oh,
I ran into an issue where I was just horribly undergeared.
I'll tell you right now, every class should be brought up to how the witch doctor feels.
Yes.
The witch doctor is, it feels like you're playing Diablo. You're just pure power walking through the place. I'm not even geared out at all on my witch doctor. I can saunter through Act 3 of Inferno. The first day I was on my witch doctor. I'm not bragging. I'm saying that the witch doctor is just overpowered. I don't have any gear on that dang thing.
I would like to see you go through buck naked.
You know what's funny? I probably could. Because the witch doctor is that overpowered.
I want to start the game now.
Oh my god, Liz. You're trying to get me killed.
I am.
There, I was playing the witch doctor, and I had the little enchantress or whatever as the follower in the beginning of Act 2. When we start going through it, there is a really funny dialogue. I don't know if you guys have heard this, but the enchantress is like, are you considered beautiful to your people? And the witch doctor says, why do you think I wear so little? And I thought that was the funniest thing.
Aww. I can't stand the enchantress. Maybe I could for that one
line. Wow. Liz is just like mad at her. Why do you not like the enchantress? I think that's what we need to get down to in this episode. What's your problem with the enchantress?
I thought it'd be like
she's
wizard power.
What? Well, she's a 3D model.
She's still prettier than me.
But Liz's picture is 2D.
I just like to say that I'm not a fan of blondes, so she already is just like meh.
Oh my god, you just lost like a third of our listeners.
A third of the blonde female listening audience.
Yeah.
I'm weird, and I'm okay with that. I'm a weird guy.
You're trying to backpedal there. Just
no, I'm not. It's fine. I'm editing you out, Liz. That's fine.
Okay, good.
I'm kidding. You're staying here. All right, Cashby.
Yes.
So you said you picked up Kete's build and were playing with that. How'd that go?
Good. I actually felt like I was playing a, orb source from Diablo 2 again.
Oh, good. Because
with the Ray of Frost and that with the build Kete suggested, I'm only level 38 and I can spam it without ever having to stop. I regain more arcane power than I'm using per tick, so it's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Where did people start using the word tick? Is this because of World of Warcraft?
I believe it actually originated in PSO, because that was how they dedicated time was in ticks. And that just kind of flowed through the different games. But
I thought all ridiculous words that you guys used for any kind of game online, it came from World of Warcraft. So that's interesting. I'm glad I asked.
No, they actually did. They measured time in ticks. There was 1,000 ticks per hour or something like that. They actually had a completely different time setup.
Oh, and by the way, Cashman, I wasn't calling you retarded or anything. I was just saying that the language is foreign to me.
Oh, no. Cool. We need to have that.
Now.
Yeah, see?
I know. Well, I'm a good old Southern girl. I like to be hospitable to our guests.
I can't backpedal. My bike stops when I backpedal. And it's still got the back brake.
My unicycle goes back when I backpedal. Moving on.
Big
I tried
deal.
To ride a unicycle once. Oh my god, like 4 weeks ago I tried to ride a unicycle. It was great. Anyway, sorry.
Yeah?
Why
did you break
did
your
you
nose?
That? Did you want...
No,
did
I got...
Did you die?
I got like 5 feet. It was great. And then I racked myself on it and it...
Nice.
Yeah, it was bad time.
So... Is there anything else you'd like to talk about your entirety of your gameplay of Diablo 3, Cashby?
Not a
What's
whole
your favorite
lot
character
else.
Of all? Paladin?
No. It'd have to be the Sorceress from Diablo 2 because I like the orb thing because you could like just you right click and then everything just dies. And that's how it goes. And playing the Witch Doctor in this one actually finally starts feeling like that again, which is cool. But anyway, I want cows.
I miss cows.
That's it.
Liz, do you want me to go first so you can make fun of me?
Yeah, because I barely have anything to say. And plus, you'll remind me of what I did, because basically all I did was with you in game.
Okay. So this week, I played the auction house hard, like accidentally. Everything I put up on the auction house sold this week. So I finally... I finished up buying my Bulkathos set, which I got the main hand, and it was a pretty good one. It wasn't the best, but I feel like buying items like this, I can eventually just put them back up on the auction house and trade up if I ever decide to get a better one. So that's how I figure I'm going to go with this. The Bulkathos set, Bulkathos's Warrior Blood and whatever it is. If you don't know, if you wield both of them, and you have to be a barbarian to even use both of them. If you wield both of these wonderful magical weapons at once, every so often your dude just, like, makes a whirlwind around him.
Why can't you just do that with your skills?
Well, because it does the same amount of damage as a normal whirlwind every, like, 45 seconds or something.
So?
It's just an extra damage boost. It's a huge damage boost. Especially if you're in the middle of a pack of enemies. You just tear them up whenever this thing just activates.
Now tell us what you sold so you could get this.
Okay, well, it wasn't this. I was looking at the Compass Rose, which is a ring that has just all this tons of stuff. And there's this, the necklace is the Traveler's something or other that goes on your neck. And together, they give a huge boost to vitality, which I kind of needed. But I was broke as a joke. So I found a legendary that I wasn't using particularly and put it up on the auction house. And I got really, really sad after I sold my Maximus.
You idiot.
I'm so sad that I sold it. I'm making money back to buy a new one.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm really sad.
That backfired.
I know. I completed the Compass Rose Traveler's set. I also picked up Lucani Prowlers, which are just crazy. They're bracers. They increase movement speed as well. Then I picked up pants. I finally have new pants.
The word pants just makes me laugh now. I'm sorry.
You're welcome. My pants are called Dirt Diggers. And if you see me in these pants, they look like I'm not wearing pants at all.
Oh, what's that helmet you were wearing that looked like it had orbit?
That wasn't me. That was, God, who were we in? It was, We were in game with somebody. It was a monk. And yeah, there's a set headpiece that looks like it puts these stones that orbit your head.
Yeah. What was that? I want one.
I'm looking it up right now. But it was crazy. Like, the monk was totally using this full set of... It's the gloves, the shoes, and the headpiece. The gloves themselves, which we're going to get into next week big time, actually are just like a huge, huge selling thing on the auction house. It come from this set called Sage's... what's the name of this? Sage's Plight. The three items are Sage's Orbit, Sage's Journey, and Sage's Gesture. Sage's Gesture are the gloves that we're going to talk about big time next week.
Should say that three times fast.
And I know, he's got this idea in his head, like, gloves are the new...
They are.
Black or something, I don't know.
There's a reason why. But yeah, if you ever check this out, check out Sage's Orbit. We were looking at this guy wearing it yesterday. Just these stones orbiting his head, like he had, his head was so dense it had its own, gravitational pull.
Well, it was like Saturn. I mean, they were, or Jupiter or something with the rings.
They're kind of bald.
Yeah, because Jupiter has the rings, right?
Yes.
Jupiter has rings.
Does it?
Oh my God.
Yes.
All right.
That's like a are you smarter than a fifth grader question.
It is.
Oh my God, I actually am smarter than a fifth grader.
Oh, okay.
Is Pluto a planet, yes or no?
Yeah, because...
I miss Pluto.
Saturn's not the one with all the rings.
Hey, Dan.
It must be Jupiter.
I said that.
Liz.
You guys thought about it, though. Jupiter has the red spot.
That's what I said.
Liz, Jupiter's the one with the spot.
Yeah.
Jupiter also has rings.
No.
It has tiny rings.
Okay. Well, it may have tiny rings, but they're so tiny that it's unnoticeable. Moving on.
Has rings. Uranus has rings.
Hey, don't you talk about my... Moving on. I also got to play with Liz this week.
Aww.
Who hopped in the game, and immediately the first thing she said was, "I don't remember how to play this thing."
Yeah, well, I was warning you.
It's fine.
And then you said, "No, it's okay. We'll take care of you." And I was like, "Okay, cool," because I'm just going to go around and get all the gold that you got.
Yes, and then we, like, run into huge packs of enemies, and Liz just, like, runs in, just like, "I'm weak!" And just, like, gets smacked down every time.
Dude, I was so mad.
I'm actually
there
Liz.
Were a couple times that I thought there was nobody around, and then you guys, okay, come on, it's safe. Oh, yeah, you just died. Although there was poop on the ground, but I didn't even see it.
Liz, I'll tell you right now. After I get my Maximus back, I'm gonna start working on figuring out how to get you gear.
Yeah, you said that last time. And
well, I'm telling you right now. There is a set. When it's going to happen. After I get my Maximus, I'm working on your gear. All right. But yeah, Liz, you didn't have fun. It was what? Me, you, Kete, and then we had other people hopping in and out.
I liked the money that you guys would drop. That was nice. I didn't like dying and not knowing why. That happened a couple times.
Yeah,
I
saw that. Usually it's supposed to say, like, you died from this. When Liz would die, it would be like, "Liz died, LOL.
Did you fall off the map?
It did.
Liz was in Act 1, and it said Liz got pwned by Diablo. I mean, she found new and interesting ways I've never heard of dying, and she would be just, like, all by herself, just standing in one spot, and just poof, dead.
That's great.
I think I've got a curse on me.
Well, the problem is, and I checked your gear, the problem is that you're not stacking any all resist. If you are, it's so minuscule, it's barely there.
That's because by the time I realized that I needed all resist, well, I know you've been telling me for a while, but I wasn't going to pay attention to you because I was paying more attention on
to
my
the rings of Jupiter.
Jupiter has rings.
Okay, you win.
Actually, I played a little bit on my monk this week too, and because I took such a long break between, you know, days of playing, that I found it was really, really, really easy all of a sudden at first, and then I came across one pack and I was like, oh my god, this is why I wanted to go back to like a barbarian at level one. I want some monk love.
Yeah, we all want some monk love. We're going to get into that later, by the way. We actually, I have...
Oh, we are? Okay.
We are going to talk about what they are doing to destroy the monk even further.
Yay. You know what I do like, though? The giant... I liked it last week, I think, is when you pointed out. You were like, oh, look at that weapon she's got. Yeah, it looks like a giant flower. That's a monk's weapon. And then you didn't realize that it was actually on my monk.
No, I had no idea. I wasn't even paying attention to that. But yeah, I am dedicating this week, Liz, to getting you geared up to survive at least Act 1 of Inferno.
Thank you! Finally!
Yes, so I'm... Just so you know, this week, me and you are going to be working.
I bet Cashby would have, if he weren't, you know, concerned with his witch doctor. He's cheating on the monk, by the way.
Good. I hope so. I'd want to divorce the monk, but it has a lot of money, and that's how I get money, so I can't get rid of it. I'm gold digging on my monk.
That's why you should always sign a prenup with your virtual characters. All right, guys. Let's actually get into the communal fire so we can get a little bit of this ranting underway. Y'all ready?
Oh my god, I said it right.
Did I say it right? You know what, Liz? You're introducing the communal fire this time.
The communal fire?
Oh my god.
Welcome to the communal fire, my friend. Have a seat. We'll share a story or two.
Welcome to the communal fire, your official community news.
Official, you said it wrong.
Community news.
You said it wrong.
Oh.
Yeah, all right. Let's go ahead and get into the official and community news. All right, we actually have two different set of news thingies today. The first one, I have three little tiny news blurbs, just enough to whet your appetite. The first one, the PTR button is active on the Diablo 3 launcher. So if you start your game, if you start the launcher of your game, not actually press play, but you start the game and it goes, launching, Blizzard, whatever, and then it goes like into that little splash screen. Up at the top where it says options, you can say download public test. And what that'll let you do is it'll download a completely separate copy of Diablo 3, but it'll download the test patch, the patch that they're testing or that will be in release soon. Now this is coming up for 1.1. When that goes live for testing, this is the button that you press to actually download and test out the PvP patch.
Now, oh.
Yeah.
Will you guys be doing this?
Well, I'm going to do it just, you know, for the show, of course.
Cash, I don't really care about it.
It's funny how nobody actually cares.
I just want to stay pre-PvP so I can still like my witch doctor before they nerf it into the ground.
You know they're gonna, which is gonna suck. They really need to bring everything up to the witch doctor, not... That's where it needs to be.
Are you guys gonna cry?
I am.
I already am.
Now...
You're crying right now?
Moving on. Earlier this week, Kete actually showed me this, so this is going a shout out to him. Paragon levels now show on your Diablo3.com character profile page.
Oh my god, Kete is on level 25. I saw that in the game.
He's level 25 Paragon. I can't believe this guy.
Why?
Yeah, that's exactly what I asked him. He's like complaining. He's like, I can't believe it takes so long. I used to be able to get a Paragon level a day. Oh my god.
Oh my god.
He's so out of touch. I can't believe it. I get so mad. I'm like, I'm level 10! And he's like complaining that he's level 25.
Now, Cashby, do you have any Paragon levels? Do you have any level 60s?
No, because when I got the game, I just started playing all of them. So all of them are almost through, like, Nightmare. The highest one I have is my mom. But my Witch Doctor is already doing, like, 10 or 11 times the damage. So it's catching up.
All right.
You'll get there soon.
Okay.
Enough. If you ever need help, Cash, just send me a message. I'm more than happy to hop in anyone's game.
That is Dean's way of saying, hurry up.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, gotcha. I will, before the end of this week, I will be there. Trust me, I got to the point where I have the gear to do it. I never played the auction house or had any of the gear, so now that I decided I'll start cheating and using the auction house, it's going a lot easier.
Oh, yeah, you did say that. Yeah, you said you hadn't used it before, and now all of a sudden you are.
Yeah, yep. Cheater! Voices of Diablo 3 Part 1 releases interviews with voice actors of Tyrael, Asmodan, and Covetous Shen. They're all up on Diablo3.com's blog. Now, this is titled only Part 1 and certainly allows for a look into the actors behind the characters in the game. Expect more to come in this series.
Now, okay, am I the only one that finds it coincidental that the voice of Covetous Shen is also a panda's dad in Kung Fu Panda?
Yes.
And Pandaria is coming out soon, and it's all connected to Blizzard.
Panda.
I hope
you know. I find Covetous Shen's voice just awesome. Covetous Shen, like that dude, I want him to make, like, if I had to pick anyone to do the voiceover of my life, it would be that guy.
Not Nick Nolte, or who was it? It was the guy from the National
Nolte.
Treasure movies. Nick Nolte.
Nicolas Cage.
No, yes. It would not be Nicolas Cage. Nicolas Cage would not do the voiceover. And then Dean woke up in the morning. You know, that would be awesome.
And then Dean woke up in the morning. I think Nick Cage.
Covetous Shen is awesome.
That's actually perfect for Nick Cage.
Seriously, look in on these. They're really cool. They give a different look behind the scenes of these characters in game, which is pretty cool.
I'm trying to. Oh, and I see cosplayers too.
Oh goodness. We need to move on to the big news, the big angry news, the angry news that beat you up in high school and is back for a second round. Plus, they cracked wise about my mom in high school, so I don't like it. But
did you just say cracked wise?
It's cracked wise. All right, the first big mean news that we have this week. Patch 1.0.5 sneak peek. This comes directly from a blue post. Says, we'll be having articles in the coming days providing all the details on the upcoming patch. But we wanted to give you a sneak peek at what major features to expect. First up, defensive skill changes. In our eternal quest to promote build diversity, we'll be making changes to defensive skills across the board while simultaneously reducing incoming damage. The net result is a survivability buff for players and an increase in build options as defensive abilities become less mandatory. In quotes, mandatory. Also, new event, the Infernal Machine. The Infernal Machine is a device that will allow level 60 players to battle uber versions of some of the Sanctuary's most nefarious bosses. While the rewards for defeating these bosses will be great, some assembly is required.
What does that mean?
That you're going to have to build the machine exactly like you built the Staff of Herding.
Okay.
Yes.
Got it.
Does Liz know about the Uber level in Diablo 2?
Uber Tristram? I don't think we ever brought her to it.
Oh.
No, Uber Tricks. I play a lot of SSX.
Okay, it's not like that. It's sort of like that, except it's awesome. Also.
What?
New system. Play Monster Power. Similar to the player command, the player X command, in Diablo 2, Monster Power system is designed to give players more control over how challenging enemies are in each difficulty. So that's another promised thing to come out. They actually did a clarification on what Monster Power means. The description given in the blog is missing a crucial also for increased rewards in that sentence. So along with making enemies more challenging, it'll also increase the rewards for defeating enemies.
Harder enemies.
Harder enemies.
Enemies.
We're going to touch on pretty much all of this, except for maybe the Infernal Machine this week. But they did release the dev journal, which touches on the changes for defense bonuses as well as the changes for monster damage. This is a big hullabaloo. So I know I'm very passionate about the changes that they make to this game. This is one of those things that you gotta experience a Blizzard change like this before you really know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
This is the same sort of stuff that they gave us when they, at the very end of Burning Crusade and WoW, it was like, oh, look, all these neat bonuses, and then they smack us down, and, you know, let's go ahead. I'll read the blue post. The blue post, I only took the top end of it because I brought everything down into just like, you know, a brief look at each thing along the way. I cut out most of what they were saying. But the blue post says, we're taking a close look at defensive skills versus incoming monster damage in 1.0.5. We're going to be changing a few defensive skills for each class, including some direct nerfs to skills like Wizard's Energy Armor and Barbarian's War Cry with Impunity. However, we're also reducing incoming damage in Inferno, so players will actually come out ahead, and the short plan is, reduce the effectiveness of select defensive skills, reduce monster damage by more than the mitigation lost by these skills, and putting both of these together, players will actually take less damage than before. Now, what exactly was changed? What they are promising is, and to their statement, damage in Inferno will be reduced by 25%, and no other difficulties have been mentioned for a change. Now, I know I must be crazy, or am I misunderstanding? How many difficulties are in the game? Liz?
That would be four.
Four difficulties. Oh. And this, they're reducing the damage in Inferno. So, what about the other ones? They're saying that they're reducing defensive skills across the board. It doesn't matter what level you are, your defensive skills are being reduced.
See, I already kind of see this as being something where they're trying to equalize classes. Because if they're... I know they're doing it for a lot of defensive skills, but if they're targeting Wizard Armor and Barbarians, it already seems like they're just...
Well, this is... It's obvious that they're doing this for PvP.
Yeah, which sucks.
That's stupid. They should never change PvE for PvP. This is exactly what I was talking about last week. But the problem being is, there's four difficulties. They're reducing Inferno, but they're in every difficulty, they're reducing your defense. You're still going to be hit as hard as before while leveling up. There's people who don't like playing endgame. Surprise, surprise. There's people who like leveling up characters. Not just playing in Inferno.
Like me.
Right. They're getting punished. Is that not obvious? Am I the only one punished who isn't like blind to this?
Well,
the people that are bitching about it, I'm sorry. People that are bitching about it are all level 60s.
The Barbarian, I don't think is too big of a deal, like just in general, because they can kind of just walk through until it hits Inferno, but then the whole Inferno buff comes up. But Wizards, even with the extra, you know, armors and stuff, they're just kind of squishy. Like, if you screw up or click the wrong place, it just kind of...
Let's go through the different things that they're talking about for each class before we actually pick them apart class by class.
Okay.
I'm actually going to save the monk for last because that's my big furry on this one. Barbs. Barbarians.
Wait, you're big furry?
Yeah, I'm mad about that one. That makes my hair on the back of my neck stand up.
Oh, okay. Okay, I get it. Okay.
Yeah. Barbs. War cry with impunity is being reduced from 50% to 20%. Bonus.
Okay.
So you're losing a ton on that. Leap with Iron Impact is being completely reworked from giving a 300% bonus to giving 100% armor bonus per enemy hit. So technically you could just, if you do your leap and hit 15 enemies, you're getting 1,500 additional armor. Yeah, that could be good if it's worked right, but against bosses, that sucks.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say, because that's what I usually use it for, is just jumping onto the boss, because it gives you a little less hurdy.
So that actually is not that great anymore. Demon Hunters are actually getting some good bonuses. Their shadow power is being completely reworked, so that, yeah, it's a little bit less potent, but it's lasting for nearly twice as long. And all of the runes that go along with shadow power are being reworked in a similar fashion.
Okay.
So they're actually getting a straight buff on that. Some skills and passives are promised to be changed to be defensive and will scale with life, armor, and resistances. So, Demon Hunters, you may see Demon Hunter tanks pretty soon. As well, Demon Hunters, their spider, boar, and wolf pets will now be able to tank just like a pet on a witch doctor.
That's pretty cool.
That's sick. Also, they'll now be able to place 2 sentries at a time. Also, they're going to get custom engineering increases that to 3 sentries at a time. Can you imagine? That by itself is just insane.
Well, and we're going to see a lot more Demon Hunters coming out and looking like the assassins from D2, where they can just kind of throw down a couple sentries and it just demolishes
everything. I love that. That means that you're going to be able to like make traps and actually, you know, use the areas to your advantage. That's going to be so cool.
Yes.
Witch Doctors, all they're getting touched is their jungle fortitude is being reduced from 20% to 15%.
I don't think that's too bad. And besides, there's a couple of those like passives and stuff where it feels like because it's so overpowered and stuff, you can't not use it.
And wizards. Wizards are having their energy armor reduced from 65% armor bonus to 35% armor bonus. As well, prismatic armor, the rune, is being reduced from 40% resistance bonus to 25% resistance bonus. They're getting nerfed to the ground.
Well, it was too big of a skill to pass up. You just couldn't not use energy armor. Even though I tried, and I was like, I'm going all ice mage. And so I went to the ice armor, but that's just because I wanted to.
Well,
if I
good
were smart,
news for
I would have
you.
Kept the energy armor.
There's what? Good news for you, actually. Runes are being retweaked and to add more survivability options, especially to ice armor.
Yeah! Woo! I'm smart. I'm ahead of the curve.
Yeah. So they are wizards across the board will be receiving tweaks to give them more survivability.
Yay! So maybe I could actually run with you guys and not know, or at least know why I died.
Yeah, it'll be good. So you're actually going to survive
more. If I were killed by like a gnat or something in there, that would cause the LOL you died thing,
I think,
right?
You died from breathing, yeah.
Air hurts me.
All right. I think we need to get into the monk, and this is going to be... Oh, man, I'm so mad at this.
You just sounded like you were about to give a eulogy at a funeral.
I'm about to put my fist through the screen on my laptop, and this is going to suck, because I'm so mad at this. I want to love the monk, and they're not helping me love the monk.
I want to love it.
They're not
Hey, Dean. Okay, count to 10.
Goose Fraba.
In French.
All right, okay. I'm breathing. All right, let's do
now,
this.
Tell me about your childhood. Were your
no,
parents?
No. All right. First up, Blizzard doesn't know how to itemize at all. They're so far up the back end of One With Everything that First off, if I had my way right now, if I could make one change to this game at all, I'd remove One With Everything right this second. It needs to go. It needs to go. This
no,
the
it
class
doesn't need to go.
Has been ruined by One With Everything.
It ruined.
Ruined.
It has been ruined. I think so, but well, they just have ignored everything else because of that.
Yeah, they have. Like, they, if you aren't using One With Everything, then they're like, why? Why not? It's so good.
How
oh
about
my God.
This?
One With Everything
should be the, just merge all the numbers together. What do they call that? The median? I don't know. Math is hard.
It should be the average of all of your...
Average, yeah.
Yeah. But still, it One With Everything puts so much emphasis on all resist, on stacking resistance, that it's blindingly good. It's so good that it even, they're not changing it. It's still going to be, if you aren't using it, you aren't playing the class, which is, again, what I hate about the monk.
Well, maybe that's why they don't focus on anything else, because they're like,
they need to, it needs to go. For real, it needs to go
no,
right now.
No, I think it needs to be nerfed just a little bit so that they feel that they can work
oh,
on other things.
Oh, well, after we're done talking monk, you're going to agree with me. Second up, Resolve.
I don't think I agree with you.
Resolve is being reduced from 25% to 20%.
I don't even know
yeah,
what the heck
big
that
deal.
Is.
Yeah, it's not much. It's just like, what, every time you hit an enemy, it deals so much less damage or something like that?
Oh, I don't know.
It's stupid. Moving on. Seize the initiative. Which used to reward you returning 100% dexterity as armor to your class.
Oh, yeah, I use that one.
Yeah, it's being reduced to 50% of your dexterity as armor
what?
To your class. Now, let me
what?
Explain this in detail. Your class should be using dexterity.
Yes.
That's your main stat. You should be rewarded for using your main stat. Because they are reducing Seize the Initiative to 50% from 100, that means that now, One With Everything, which gave you all resist, is now twice as good as it was before. If you have a choice of using Seize the Initiative or One With Everything, it's blindingly obvious now to use One With Everything. There's
well,
no reason
well, now
to
it is,
ever...
But before... Sometimes I didn't even use it. I've used One With Everything until you told me that you have to have all resist roar.
Well,
and you did roar after you said that.
Now, you know, it's Blizzard saying you have to use all resist.
Ah, I'm scared when they do that.
You know, I don't know if it's that they don't get it, but you should be able to play your class by stacking your main stat, vitality, and armor. You should be able to play your class through the end of the game by stacking the stats that are for your class. You shouldn't have to stack priority all resist.
Oh, that's what you tell all level 60s to do.
Because that's how you have to play the game, and it's stupid.
Oh my God, are you listening to yourself? It's awful.
Yes, I hate the fact that this game runs on all resist.
Okay.
And even more so with the monk after this patch goes through. And I think this is a horrible idea.
No, I think it's awesome.
I've managed to get my monk up to this level without ever having to use One With Everything.
Oh.
Because I had the dexterity bonus, and I could just buff dexterity, and it would
well, exactly.
equal out. But now it's like,
that's what
now I'm
going
to have to completely change all of my... This kind of irritates me on the fact that now you're going to have to change your gear in order to be at the same amount of survivability in which you were before because of something
that's
that they
problem.
Are doing without any kind of, you know, letting us, I guess releasing patch notes or letting us know, but still, for the majority of players, they just boot the game up and then are trying to figure out why they're just dying over and over again. It's like, oh, by the way, Blizzard changed this, so just a heads up. I don't know. Anyway.
You know what sucks is that I have, like I had said, the past 2 weeks or so, I haven't had any money to get any better gear to, you know, really work this one with everything thing because I wasn't using it before. And now I'm like, I can't do...
Well, okay, it's getting to the point now. If you... There's no reason to stack decks except for gaining attack. The 50% bonus of decks to armor is... Well, you can't survive unless you're stacking all resists and a separate resist for all for one with everything.
Okay.
This you remember how I was complaining about how, you know, this class only has one play style? Well, guess what? Now it only has one build style for gear as well. Ooh. You have to stack resist. You have no choice in the matter. You're not going to survive another way. And at least that's what we're being told by Blizzard. And I feel that that's wrong.
Classes are having to do the same thing, only they have to do all resist. Monks can just do one.
No, they can't. Monks now have to stack all resist as well as a separate resist. You stack all resist on top of, let's say you choose fire, and you pick all resist and fire on your gear, you're going to have twice as much.
But
and seeing as how you're now getting half as much armor...
You could only do fire, and it would level up everything else.
I seriously think you guys are on two different levels.
Yeah, I'm trying to see where
Liz,
he's coming from. And he's talking about one piece of equipment that has both. What?
Liz, on a max level item, you can have 70 of a resist, as well as 80 of an all resist.
Right. I know that's
stack
what I was
together.
Explaining that you were saying.
Yeah.
But... For us people down in the real world, that don't have, well, now we're the minority where we don't, the ones that don't have very much money. I'm thinking.
Well, that's the thing is that you're not gonna be the best you can be unless you have
you're
all
the
money
army.
In the world.
What?
You're just gonna have to have a huge amount of money just to buy that one stupid item that has your resist that you're stacking.
See, the only way I see of trying to work around this at all is doing one of the builds where you're trying to get your dodge chance ridiculously high. Or
but how
chance.
Can you tell if you're dodging? Okay, because I was like, why don't you just move your mouse?
I can't
this is to
tell
me
you,
who was dying from nothing.
I what? Can't tell you how disappointed I am in this change. If anything, they should have done the 50% bonus to one with everything and had the CZ initiative stay at 100 or go even higher than 100 to armor. This is the complete opposite of what should have happened to this class.
I really feel like I need to buy you some cookies or something.
I must be PMSing or something. I'm mad.
I think you are.
I think they just need to rework the primary skills to something that's actually different from what they're repeatedly doing already. Like, you guys have said before, each one of the primary skills, it seems like it's completely the same as any other of the other ones, with the exception of like the deadly reach where you get extra armor for the third hit. Other than that, all the rest of them, they always feel the same.
Yeah, they do.
And there's no other big hitting skills than seven-sided strike, which you can't control and can only use once every 35 seconds or 30 seconds. So there's
they need to do so much work on the monk. And, you know, I hate listening to myself talk about this because I'm like, man, Dean, you're hating on this class, and I'm really not. I want it to be so much better than they're allowing it to be.
You really sound like you're about to cry, and that's gonna make me cry.
You know what?
I'm a
we need to
pathetic crier.
Let's set this all aside. Let people think about it. Let's move on to monster power.
Wait, so, I think I have one fix. I think I know how to fix this.
What?
Completely. Here's what we do. So they redesign the monk. And they make it so instead of mantras, they have auras. And then...
You mean make it a paladin? So...
Yeah.
Okay. I saw where that was going.
All right, anyway.
All right, moving on
this?
To monster
How about
power.
They come out with five more classes so that nobody can really focus on just... not hating on, but being disappointed in one.
They may need to do that.
I think they should.
Yeah. Monster power!
Oh my god,
what
I
is
solved it.
What is monster power? Monster power will exist in as the same way that player X command worked in Diablo 2. What it does is it raises the difficulty as well as the rewards. Player X in Diablo 2, you typed in player, space, a number. Okay? What it did is it multiplied the power of the enemy as if there were that many players in game.
So it's like a handicap.
Kind of.
You know, in golf, yeah. When you... Yeah.
Where you make it harder.
Yeah. Not so good. you write player 8 would make it, you know, the enemies would be 8 times as powerful even if you were solo in the game.
So why do they have different levels like Inferno and Hell Mode?
Well, the problem is they're announcing that they're reducing the power of Inferno. So because people would be like, you know, I wanted a harder game. I don't like it when it's easy. Well, now they're making it so that the people who complain are their own fault. If you don't like it easy, it's your fault. If you don't want it to be that simple, it's your fault for not bringing in monster power and making it more difficult on yourself.
Just make them play a monk.
Okay.
So that makes sense?
Yeah, anything to shut the naysayers up. Yeah.
You like that, just smack down the trolls. Blam!
That sounds so awesome. That's the only reason I ever do chores, is because I don't want somebody to nag at me.
Nice.
Same thing with games.
Alright, guys. I think it's time for us to get away from this and actually get into some fun in the hard corner. What do y'all say?
That's the right answer. Good job, Cashby.
Me sounding excited.
Okay.
Even though I died.
Welcome to the Hard Corner. This week in the Hard Corner, we offer a challenge from a listener or one of us to try and trip you up in another harrowing hardcore adventure. Contestants have a whole week to start a new character or continue an old character and down the next boss in their story. Last week was the assassin. That's right, you had to make a brand new demon hunter and could only use melee weapons.
Yeah, thanks for that, Dean.
Didn't like it.
Now, how many, I need to go together and count how many messages I got from people asking me to specify whether or not, what was it, Impale? Was Impale allowed?
Of course. We never said anything about any skills. It only had to do with the weapon.
Okay. I told them to ask you, and I don't think they ever did.
Yeah.
I went all with Arwenny and just said, no, it's ranged. I need to be next to him. So
the point was using the melee weapon. It doesn't matter what skills. In fact, that was the point, was to make you learn what skills didn't require the use of a ranged weapon.
I don't know about that. Because I can't really tell.
Like, by the end of my gameplay, I was using, like, Vault and Caltrops and Impale. I was doing pretty good with it.
I don't know. So it says here, next to your name, that you succeeded.
Yeah. I tore up the Skeleton King. I shot him in the face with my Impale.
How long did it take? It
wasn't that bad. It was, you know...
That sounds like a lie.
In comparison to when I first started playing the game, I tore him up.
I didn't even get there. I was close.
How far did you get?
I think my person got to like level 6 or 7. I got like a couple of things down into the cathedral.
Oh.
Whatever. Yeah. Eventually I just couldn't take it. Joan Wilkes Booth couldn't handle it anymore. It was a female demon hunter and I named her Joan Booth. Joan Wilkes wouldn't fit, but the Wilkes was intended.
Because we called it the... Oh my.
Which is ironic.
That was awesome.
Cashby, go sit in the corner. We're continuing on.
No, Cashby gets risen up on a pedestal for that. That's just great.
Oh, well, it's ironic because
too soon.
I couldn't use any range weapons
And he used a gun.
Yeah. So.
Wow.
Oh my god.
But I failed, so I got my comeuppance. That's what I get. Abraham Lincoln jokes still not allowed.
You're going to be put on the FBI watch list for that joke. You realize that?
I already am. I made the mistake of one phone call containing the word bomb. So.
Oh, now this podcast is going to be on. Ooh,
well, thanks. Listeners. Now that we're going to have an explicit tag.
More listeners. Hey.
Sorry, guys. I'll go sit in the corner now.
Oh.
But yes, I succeeded. Liz just got so tore up she didn't even do it. Cashby died. But we do have a list of hardcore heroes who succeeded. Alates, Tim S., Rag, Brian Sanger, Master Doe, Deep Sky, all of these sent in hardcore hero emails to us this week.
Yay!
All succeeding in the assassin. We have one fallen hero sitting here with Liz and Cashby. That's Markusite. Good ample tried, but yeah. We do have one fallen hero. We do love you, bro. Keep trying. We'll see you next week. Yes. If you are undertaking a hardcore challenge and complete it, send us a screenshot of you taking down the boss which completes your challenge and send an email to diablooftherecord@gmail.com with the title I am a hardcore hero or I am a fallen hero. We may miss your submission and shout out if the email does not have one of those two titles. If you have any questions about a challenge or just want to review a challenge for the week, go to questgamingcommunity.com and take a peek in the Diablo Off the Record forum. Next week, we have a challenge, the classist. You must use at all times at least one specific item to your class. That's right. So if you're doing the assassin, the only item specific to your class that you can use is what? The cape? Is that what it is?
It's
a cloak? Yeah. Something weird like that. A cape or cloak. You have to use that if you're doing the assassin. But if you have any other class, I think what? Barbarians can use a belt because their pants are heavy or something like that. Or they can use... The barbarians have the mighty weapons? Mighty weapons.
If you're Dave, you're wearing short shorts. So.
Short shorts.
Ew. I think I just threw up in my mouth a little bit.
Me too.
I kind of like it.
Okay.
So. Yep. The classist must use at least one item specific to your class at all times.
Ooh,
so that's going to make
it. And if you're a wizard, you get to use a wand, as they would say in Harry Potter.
I'm using the wizard hat. That's like the
coolest
thing
ever. I really
wanted
the Harry Potter challenge.
We're okay. Maybe Liz.
Okay.
All right. Let's go ahead and move on to the voodoo. Welcome to the Voodoo. Our spotlight of the week could be skills, combos, or even lore, something to help you learn more about the game. This week, we have a discussion on what is Nephilim Valor. You know, what exactly is it, and what does it do?
Hey, Dean, what is Nephilim Valor?
Thank you for asking! Okay. Nephilim Valor, actually, there's a lot to it, a lot more than you'd think. It's pretty simple once you get a grasp of it. But let me break it down. First off, it starts at level 60. Once your character hits level 60, you begin gaining Nephilim Valor.
So Nephilim, that does mean you can get it in Hell Mode.
You can get it in Hell Mode if your character is level 60.
I was just making sure because somebody
asked. You can farm Act 1 normal if you want. If your character is level 60, you're going to get Nephilim Valor.
Right.
So, it's pretty neat. What does it do? Each stack grants you 15% magic find, 15% gold find, and 15% experience gained per stack. Okay?
Okay.
It can stack up to 5 times, and each additional stack past 5 doesn't increase the stacks, but it does increase, it refreshes the duration of
Why do they call them stacks?
Because they stack up.
I know, but...
It's just the word.
Okay. It came from WoW. Just
that
like
came from WoW,
target.
Probably. It's from WoW, jeez. Alright, you earn a stack after killing an elite pack, which are blue-named enemies, or a rare pack, which is a yellow-named enemy that has minions. At 5 stacks, you are also granted an additional yellow 4-affix item drop or better. And yes, that item can be legendary. So that's just a bonus on top of everything else. It has nothing to do with your magic find. But at 5 stacks, you do get an additional yellow every time you kill an elite pack or a rare pack.
I actually didn't know that.
Yes.
I didn't know it was per pack. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
When you change any skill, leave the game in any way, including being DC'd, or go longer than 60 minutes without regaining a stack or refreshing your stacks, you lose all of them, and you have to start over once again.
But it doesn't take too long to get, right?
They don't take too long to get. You can get them in pretty quick. Now, let's recap. At 5 stacks, which is the max of Nephilim Valor, you should have an additional 75% magic find, 75% gold find, and 75% extra experience gained. You'll receive an extra yellow with each additional elite pack killed. Okay? Now... Okay. Why do I bring this all up? You're probably asking, especially some people who've had a level 60. They know about Nephilim Valor. They've had this for a long time. Why do I bring this up? Now, there's a very good reason. A blue post has been receiving a lot of momentum lately. Especially, it's all over the forums. Go check it out. I'll read you the blue post, and we're going to discuss it. The blue post is... Nephilim Valor stacks are removed when you swap skills because in beta, a large majority of people hated the idea of an open skill system where you could freely swap skills around. It was felt that the lack of build performance would ruin the game. A lack of build permanence would ruin the game. And so we listened and added some build permanence by encouraging people not to swap skills mid-run through the loss of Nephilim Valor stacks. At the time, it was almost unanimously applauded as brilliant. Now, after release, the tune seems to have changed, and a lot of people would rather be hot-swapping skills instead. It's something we continue to talk about internally, and I'd love to hear everyone's thought on the matter.
Would you like to hear my thought?
Yes. First off,
I want to hear your thought.
I'd like to just say real quick before we even get into the thoughts of things, the beta, which all the people who were able to play the beta were allowed to play, went up to level 13. We never got a chance to touch Nephilim Valor. This would have been an obvious stupid idea. This was tested and decided through the alpha. This was through people who were allowed to play to 60 and actually get to the end game, who are paid to play the game. Or who are, you know, the people who are journalists and who are, you know, the people who are employed by Blizzard. Not the people who are actually going to be playing the game at in-game all the time. Like a gamer who actually buys the game and plays it. So this was not tested properly, and I would like to say that this was a bad idea from the start. So that's just at least... my opinion that it's a bad idea from the start. Now, Cashby, you said you had an idea on this?
I guess after hearing everybody else's thoughts, it's probably a dissenting opinion.
No, go ahead.
I played Diablo 2 for a long time, and when you made your character, and before they changed it to where the chick in the first act that healed you allowed you to change all your stats, It was build permanence as you built your character, and if you messed up, yeah, it sucked, but it also made it so you had to actually put some research and time into knowing what you're building. So the fact that, because everybody seems to think that it's a lot better to hot swap and change skills rapidly while running and doing magic find runs, it kind of seems like it's taking some of the challenge out of it. And understandably, towards the end of the game, there shouldn't necessarily be as much challenge because you're not leveling anymore, but for future content, as well as, I don't know how to phrase it. It seems like it's one of the things that they're just kind of making it easier for everybody instead of making some actual permanence in what you're stacking. And it's only for one game period, right? It's not like you change your skills and then all of a sudden you're not allowed to use Nephilim Valor anymore.
Right. Like, yeah. Even if you change it during a run, yeah, you drop all your skills, but you can still regain your Nephilim Valor.
Exactly. So even then, it's just, I don't think it's that bad, and I think it should stay the way it is.
Okay. Liz.
What?
You actually, you've had a little experience with this. What do you feel about Nephilim Valor?
I think it's fine the way it is. If I'm retarded enough, excuse me, I shouldn't use that word. If I am not paying attention that much and want to change up my skills and realize that all my stacks are gone, I'm like, oh, I should have remembered. Oh, well. And then I just move on. So that's just fine to me. I don't really care. I mean, if they're gonna drastically change it and make anything kind of permanent, then I'd be like, hey, wait, what? But as for now, nah. Okay.
One thing I do want to point at is I did play a necromancer in
original. Did you? Yeah.
So necromancers could be played differently depending on how you did your build out. You can have skills that are for when you're farming and have skills for when you're fighting a boss.
Right.
The way they have Diablo 3, if you're farming and get up to a boss, you can't switch skills around to fight that boss. You're stuck in your farming mode.
And?
Yeah, but the difference between Diablo 2 and 3 is... Yeah, well, because in Diablo 2, with the exception of the Countess or... Countess or whatever her name is in the tower in Act 1, most of the MF runs were done on bosses. So if you're running for Magic Finder, going to kill bosses, that's kind of right. One of the same.
Farming Mephisto for hours on end, I remember that.
Yeah. So especially with a Necro build, that's more power to you because that was... I wanted to kill myself after getting super far into the Necro and realizing that I couldn't use minions later on. Anyway, sorry.
They eventually did fix that, but the point being is I had a teeth build for whenever I had to kill large amounts of things, and I had a spear build, a bone spear build on my necro. Bone spear was whenever I had to take down a boss. Teeth was whenever I had to deal with enemies. That's just how I played him. And I feel that for me, at least how I play the game, I do like to optimize, but I do agree that there should be a permanence to the game. There should be a permanence. I understand where that's coming from, but there needs to be a median. For it just to lose all your stacks, I understand they can be regained, but still, that's a little bit extreme.
I think it's not extreme. With as fast as they can come to you, if you really want... And if you're really going for a magic find kind of thing, then,
Well, I think... here's my solution. And this solution was brought up on the forums, and I want to see y'all's opinion on it. Instead of dropping all of your stacks just for changing one skill, what do you feel about changing one skill and losing one stack?
I don't care.
Liz is like, I really don't care.
You're still losing it. It's 25%. And, well, see, I feel like I shouldn't even be talking about this too much because I don't have a level 60.
Well, so, yeah, but you're right on the cusp. I mean, this is going to affect you.
Yeah, and plus I feel like if people are trying to you know, play with their build and farm at the same time, then they're not farming. They're just kind of playing the game. So
yeah,
their
but if,
sole intent shouldn't be to try and pick up items. Plus, if you're worried about being an Inferno and dying because your build's a little different, but you have 5 stacks of Valor, I feel like you'd probably already be trying to farm in Act 4 of Hell mode because Nephilim Valor stacks on earlier ones too. But
you don't get the kind of items in Hell mode that you do in Inferno.
No, you didn't, but you shouldn't. I think that it shouldn't be rewarded at the same level of, well, I'll just get to play with it and still get to, you know, have my cake and eat it too, kind of thing.
Well, right. But I remember,
I like cake.
Just like Cashby's saying, build permanence was a part of this game from the very beginning. I remember having 3 different necromancers for 3 different builds back in the day. I had multiple different characters for this exact reason. Because, yes. You know, it was permanent. If every step you took, every skill you put into your tree, you couldn't get it back. Imagine playing Diablo 3 and putting an item on your bar, or putting a skill on your bar, and you can't move it for the rest of your gameplay.
Well, I think that's different because we're not putting in stat point or skill points either. But
yeah, I mean, if you did just skill points,
it was practically the same though.
Ah, bah, bah, bah.
No, Liz, especially on Wizard Lizard Blizzards, the sorcerer.
Oh,
back in the day, if you started a fire build, you better stick with that fire build. It was very unforgiving, and I realized that people see all these different skills and they're like, well, why can't we use all of them? Well, because you have the freedom to craft your own spec in any way you want, but they still are, you need to be encouraged to make that spec and stick with it. So yes, I completely see where people would want the permanence, but I feel that there are times and places where changing it up is necessary.
Yeah. Well, I think it's a lot better that you're at least still losing some stacks in that. I sound very masochistic. You will be punished, but no, I compared to what their solution so far is, I like your in the forum solution a lot better. Than
what,
that.
Where you lose 1 stack per 1 thing changed?
Yeah, because then, you know, well, maybe it should be, no, because you're changing the rune if you change a skill, too. So I was thinking maybe if you're changing just a rune, you still lose a stack, but if you change a skill and a rune, you lose 2. But, you know, you change 2 skills, two skills and a rune, you lose all of them. So then it's just back to what I want.
It's still the same. If you change a rune without even changing a skill, you still lose all your stacks.
Yeah.
In fact, if you take your skill, lift it up off your bar, and put it back down onto your bar without ever changing anything, you lose all your stacks.
See, that is not good. That's
I think
tough.
It's kind of a bug, but yeah, it definitely, that needs to be changed.
Well, yeah, I agree with that. I don't know. I still feel like there should be a little bit of permanence, because I know a lot of people's complaint in this game was you can just make 5 characters as soon as you start the game and then not have a need to make another character outside of hardcore challenges, as brought to you by Dave D-Enforce Adams. You know, and that's exactly what I did when I started. I have, you know, 1 of each character, and if I want to change the build, I can change it, as opposed to number 2 where I had to, you know, I had a shapeshifter druid, and then I had a elemental druid, so I think it would be...
Then the bear druid. Oh, the bear druids were fun.
I just couldn't do werebear because he moves slow. I know later on...
No, not the werebear. I had a werebear tank back in the day. Oh, werebear tanks were the bomb. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
They had a guide for it in the guide that came along with the game. For how to build a werebear tank. And I loved that build. That build was amazing.
Yeah, I always got made fun of because I did a Boazon, and I never had the one that just threw lightning because everybody seemed to do that. But
no, dude, Boazons were the killers in PvP. If you were going up against a Boazon, you were done in PvP.
I never really played PvP. I did every once in a while, but after I started like looking at what people had, I was just like, oh, I don't have any money anymore because everything's based off of runes now.
Yeah, anyway, rune system. Yeah, Diablo, listen up. Do not bring in a rune system, bro.
No. Oh, God, no. Please don't. Please don't. Do not bring in a rune system. Rune wars. I don't have to do the steam stupid runs. I got a jaw. This is worth, like, your six atoms. No, it's not. Stop. Anyway. Okay. Off topic. I'm back.
It was bad. All right, guys. Cashby.
Yes.
Do you have anything left to say before we wrap up the show?
No. Just I had a lot of fun, and this is nice. That's about it.
Yeah.
Game related, no.
You're nice I too. Don't.
See, it's because you don't know me very well.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I'd probably be singing a different tune otherwise.
Yeah, Liz was all like, Dean, you're nice. And then she got on the show with me and she's like, oh.
I'm not going to say anything right now.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and wrap it up. Liz, could you read our iTunes 5-star reviews?
We have 5-star reviews from America, Rao Rao Berry, Lucky Femme, Logic 44. Thank you, guys.
Thank you very much. If we missed your iTunes review because we just haven't checked your nation, send us in an email to diabloofftherecord@gmail.com, and I'd be happy to give you your shout-out.
Yeah.
All right. Remember, take our radio survey mention by going to any of our brand-new websites. Takes a 5 minutes, vastly more important than our 5-star reviews, but we do love our 5-star reviews on iTunes. They keep us happy. So, definitely. Remember, we do have paid mentions. For a small fee of $10, we provide any small ad or shout out to whomever or commemorate whatever you want. Please go to our website and use the PayPal donate button or simply email us and we'd be happy to point you in the right direction. Small ads are something like this. Happy birthday, Cashby.
Aww, shucks.
You can reach us anytime at DiabloOffTheRecord.com, DiabloOffTheRecord@gmail.com if you want to send us an email, or go to our main portal site at QuestGamingNetwork.com. You can listen to all of our Quest Gaming Network shows recorded live usually at livestream.com/TheQuestShow. Diablo Off The Record records at Saturdays at 7 p.m. Eastern. Elder Scrolls Off the Records, Thursdays at 7 p.m. Eastern. Minecraft Off the Record is Sundays at 7 p.m. Eastern. SWTOR Reforged is Mondays at 7 p.m. Eastern. PlanetSide Off the Record is Thursdays at 3 p.m. Eastern every week. And the Community Cast is Friday every other week. I was actually on the last one.
I was about to set you up, a nice little question and response thing. Hey, Dan, who was on the last one?
But oh, that was me.
Right into it.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Hold on. Who was on the last one?
That was me and Vector Parcel.
Why does Vector keep getting on there?
Because no one else shows up.
See, I was totally going to send another email in and ask to be on the show.
Yes,
like this
if
stuff.
Y'all want to be on the show, send in an email. If y'all want me to be on the show, send an email. If you want Liz to be on the show, send an email. Be like, hey, I want to be on the show as a guest for the Community Cast, and I totally want this person to hang out with me and talk with me. Because we will.
And you know what other show we have that is not on this list is the Star Wars Reforged Holonet. Which is on Wednesdays. It's not live.
That's part of the SWTOR Forge thing.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, no, it's fine. It's just like, go talk to them about that. Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Gosh.
Wow.
Oh, I'm kidding. We love you, SWTOR Forge guys. Kinda.
I think Dave is just jealous because Liz was cheating on him with that show.
Oh my God, she is.
Shh, don't tell him.
Like, I'm so jealous. You have no idea. Moving on. Twitter. You can check us out on Twitter. I'm at D-I-E-N Force. Liz is at Mistress_LEBEAU. And Cashby, if you want to bother him, go to at Cashby. K-A-S-H-P-Y.
Yay.
Yay. Battle tags. You can catch us in game. I'm at Dien, D-I-E-N, number sign, 1737. Mistress. LeBeau is at Mistress. Number sign, 1359. Cashby is at Cash.
Oh, hold on. I got this. Let me do this, okay? It's at Cash. Tic-tac-toe sign, $14.99.
That's a new one.
Oh, we never said that one.
Tic-tac-toe sign. We never had that one before. I also would have accepted waffles. Or pickup sticks. Would probably have gone with that one as well.
Lincoln Logs.
There's a good Lincoln one. All right. Oh, God. Diablo Off the Record is a Quest Gaming Network podcast in association with Middle Earth Network, written by all the hosts of Diablo Off the Record. Remember, never give out your account information. Grab a Battle.net authenticator, either a physical one or one on your smartphone for free, and install antivirus and anti-spyware software and keep it up to date. Have a great week, everybody. We will see you next time and hope to see you in game.
Bye.
Bye.
Say bye, Cashby.
Thanks for having me. Bye.
Yeah, thanks again, Cashby, for hanging out with us, Google. Welcome to the magic of making Diablo Off the Record. Did you see me? I moved my hands so that it's it made a rainbow when I moved my hands.
See, I'm actually omniscient, so I did see that.
Oh, see, there you go. Just so you know, for the 25th episode, we need to write like all the changes to Diablo 3 that would fix it. And present it as if we were actually talking about it.
I don't know. That might piss off people. We need to present it in song form.
Yeah. Welcome to Diablo Off the Record, the lost episode.
The musical! With an exclamation point at the end. Kind of like Grease.
And welcome to the hard corner, you know.
No, we gotta do Summer Nights or whatever from Greece. We get Joe and Marlin and Ludus and back up.
Oh my god. No, they need to do doo-wop.
Oh, well, 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 tell me more, tell me more. Did you kill him real dead? I don't know.
Oh my god.
Bye. Diablo.
Oh, outtakes.
Oh, well.
Oh, my God.
You know that's gold.
Blanket. I'm calling you Blanket.
Yeah, I think we did agree that it was Nicolas Cage, but there's a lot of really bad actors who I'd love to see in video games.
What about Crispin Glover from Back to the Future, the dad? Hey, you, get your damn head.
Oh my god! Yes, that dude. Or him when he was in Charlie's Angels.
Was he in Charlie's Angels?
He was the guy who would, like, tear people's hair out and yell.
Oh, I never saw it. Thank you!
Oh my god. No, don't you cry. Don't you do it. Oh my goodness.
Gus is a sympathetic crier.
Kashmi, can you bring your volume up just a little bit and make sure that that button is not clicked?
Yes and yes.
He's such an obedient servant.
I know, it's good to have minions.
Yes, yes, raise your volume.
That's such pristine images of my heroes, and they're just horrible, dirty, awful people.
Why, who are your heroes?
Not you guys anymore.